Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting second. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Aldrete. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-2. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Martinez. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Whiten reaches third base with a triple. Martinez scores. Aldrete goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is hit by the pitch. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallego scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Whiten scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-1 in the game. James strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick hits a line drive beyond second. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Steinbach is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 0-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aldrete is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Baines is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Furman applying the tag. Two outs. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Hill steals second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive off the glove of Berga, and into shallow left field. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aldrete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gallego hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallego moves to second. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Indians 3, Athletics, 3. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark McGuire now playing first base. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Lance Blankenship now playing second base. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Cole pinch runs for Carlos Martinez. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cole. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Cole steals second. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aldrete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cole moves to third. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cole scores. Aldrete moves to second. 2 outs. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fermin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gallego hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. There goes Gallego. The throw from Alomar to second, and Gallego is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 4 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines is walked intentionally. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Alex Cole. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Mike Aldred. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby is hit by the pitch. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby moves to third. 2 outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Alomar and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Riles is 0-for-4 in the game. Riles is walked intentionally. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gallego is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gallego is walked intentionally. Riles moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. James is 0 for 5 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Berga catches it and throws to first to double up Canseco. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brown scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Furman reaches second base with a double. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 5 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Berga. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Riles is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Riles reaches second base with a double. Blankenship moves to third. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Gallego hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Gallego reaches third base with a triple. Blankenship scores. Riles scores. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0-for-2 in the game. Maguire is walked intentionally. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson is walked intentionally. Maguire moves to second. Mike York now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Gallego scores. Maguire moves to third. Henderson moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.